Yo, welcome to Hylian Hideout, or Hylian Hideout. However you prefer to say it is totally fine with us. We pass no judgment. We've talked about this on air like three times, so it's starting to become like a Bernstein Bears thing. And Jimmy's not here to defend a point, so we're not going to talk about it today. But I'm here today with Xander Blades.
Yep. Hello, everybody.
Yes, and I am Shane Smith. Jimmy is not here. He is on a great adventure. I try to say some fantasy type way. He is on a great adventure, seeking out, you know, the answers.
Playing the never ending story theme song.
He's in the golden. He's in the golden tombs. But yeah. So nonetheless, he is with us in spirit. Shout out to Jimmy. Look, me and Alex. Excuse me. Me and Xander have been talking a lot the past week.
Alex is a friend of mine. He's an old buddy that we always talk about.
You're like, but he's dead now.
He's dead, yeah.
I have become Xander. I am Xander. The gods will not know. the gods will bow before me.
The souls.
We should create you a big character arc. We're going to get like... We're going to scrub all the pictures of you off the internet, basically off of my Instagram, which a lot of them are they're archived anyway. So people who don't know who you are, you could be like this animated character that like, a comic book out of Xander, the warrior, the druid.
one person who was in the community, they know who I am because they went to high school with me.
So, yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
Shout out to me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he knows who all of us are, actually, yeah. It seems like. But yeah, you definitely knew him from school. But no, if you guys are listening to this episode and you enjoy it, share it. If you don't want to share this one, maybe you want to share one of the previous episodes. Go check all those out. The Hideout's been going for over a year now, huh?
Yeah. A year strong. Yeah.
That's awesome. And look, we've been talking about this for about a week or so, and we figured it would be a good topic to cover. Okay, video game soundtracks. Like, do you remember the times when you were, you know, like 12, 13, 14, playing video games, and one or two or all of the games that you played had soundtracks that were like not only memorable, but it's possible that they may have actually shaped your musical choices and things that you were into, like as you grew older.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
basically, it's like I don't know what else to say.
No, yeah, I was kind of just setting the premise, but also just, you know, what are your thoughts? I guess opening thoughts on that.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, there was a lot of. Well, I mean, you want to talk about like, especially back in those days, the time frame was completely different. So you would have a lot of music. I mean, besides, you know, you've heard us talk about musical soundtracks within video games, like the actual video game music itself, like Mario or something like, I think recently we talked about the Silent Hill soundtrack and everything.
Yeah.
But I got to cut this game off. I got to. Yeah, but yeah, so like games that actually have a lot of good, you know, just Halo, everything that has like really good theme songs and whatnot. But we wanted to talk more about, I guess, you know, actual bands, you know. And see, back in the day, like you had a lot of sports games that had actual band music that was playing on it. And sometimes rap as well, you know, depending on whatever the hell was the most popular at the time.
Right.
And like we said, you know, a lot of those bands were probably popular. And a lot of them you probably either listened to or heard about them like on MTV or Fuse or something. You hear that song while waiting in the lobby of like fucking Skate or something.
Right.
You'd be like, holy crap, dude. Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. That's cool. You know, yeah. It can drag you into the game and make you like it a little bit more than you did previously. But yeah, those we kind of wanted to touch on those a little bit.
Yeah, and just to break the ice, a good game to break the ice for the sake of the conversation. Look, there was this game I used to play specifically. It was Dave Mira. It was like Dave Mira's BMX 2, I believe.
I think I made. Yeah, that BMX game.
I had it on PS2. So.
Yeah, it was cool, bro. Dang, Dang, thank you for bringing that one back. I almost completely forgot about that.
It was a cool game, and like the soundtrack on there. That's the first time I ever heard listen to Sublime, which I've never really been a big fan of theirs, but like they had this it was like the summertime and the living's easy. Running on bone with your bank and me. But the thing you'd have to listen to, it's like a playoff of another song, but then it's like
that was back in the day when they were like mixing ska with everything back then.
Yes. And good like days, that song, I'm trying to find the balance. It's like an old rap song. I don't remember who it is, but it might have been like, I don't know. I think it's Alchemist, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like games like Dave Mirra, like Godsmack was on there. It's like and you think of Godsmack now, it's like music's so separate. I'm like, you put them in the same category as like Mudvayne or some kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, like a dirtier version of Breaking Benjamin or something.
Yeah.
Like
I hit my wife the drywall episode.
Super popular, large following band, but like the music is just not, I don't know, it's not my thing.
It was very much of its time. Because yeah. I remember speaking of Godsmack, I remember back in the day, like they had a, for Prince of Persia 2, and this is what pissed off a lot of people. Well, some people liked it, some people didn't. Sure. But for Prince of Persia 2, it got really, really edgy and really raw. Yeah. And they ended up having, like, for the opening theme of the game was, I stand alone. And this was at the same time when the Scorpion King came out. And I guess maybe that's that. No, was it The Mummy 2? Yeah, The Mummy Return came out. And I think, like, they were like, this is a perfect meeting. This is the perfect balance.
Yeah.
Both games are about like Persian and Egyptian stuff. So why not?
So let's put Godsmack in here.
Let's put Godsmack in here. I ain't gonna lie to you, it blew me away. I was like, yeah, I'm ready to play this.
Yeah, that was the song that was on that game.
He's cursing now.
I stand alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I don't know, that game to me, like it was, I'll go back and any of those songs that like I hear, I'm like, damn, like I first heard that on say Dave Mirra's Freestyle BMX too.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, that's just one game. Like I said, just opening the door, like me personally, I listen to quite a handful of different types of music, right? Just like I assume everyone else does, but like, all of these games that when it goes back to, like when we go back to talking about these kind of games, it just opens a portal to just all the different kinds of, you know, music that they played in these games. Yeah. And what, you know, I mean, it's not like they were playing Justin Bieber in any video game you played. It's not like they were playing the Backstreet Boys in any video game you played.
Or Britney. Because that was more like pop.
Yeah.
I don't think they would. They probably weren't like playing anything like that because I mean it was supposed to appeal to young teenage boys at the time, so they were more than likely playing stuff like hip hop and pop rock.
Yeah, and just like heavier, harder stuff.
Some 41, maybe some Simple Plan. Basically, what was considered to be like the, I wouldn't say like the mainstream adjacent music of the time.
Right, Fuse.
Mm-hmm.
Fuse TV. Fuse on Dish Network.
Hell, this will actually even be before yeah, Fuse.
But really, I'm thinking that was the outlet, though, was video games. Yeah. You know how many of those artists do you think that off of, I mean, look, we get into it, talking about all of the Tony Hawks. We're talking about like all of the, you know, the Moto X games, Supercross, ATV Off-Road Furies, ATV Unleashed, like... That's a lot of artists that like didn't have any kind of outlet really. I mean, obviously there's avenues on TV, but it's at like 2:30 in the morning. But it's like for people to just find new music. Cause even we're talking about before social media. So like most people weren't just browsing the internet looking for new music versus now everybody has perfectly easy access to see too much access at times, oversaturation. But, yeah. I mean, I think the video games probably harnessed a lot of power when it came to doing that, when it came to being able to actually push artists. So I imagine that there's got to be the same thing that there is today, I suppose. But like they go out of their way. People go out of their way to be like build relationships with these game developers. I wonder what the crossover is there. They're like, hey, I'm in the music industry and I'm trying to get these artists on these games, you know, cause I work for this label or something like that. Can you help me out? Like, how do they pick to see like does a board sit there and go, we got to pick out a soundtrack and then we got to ask if we can use their shit, you know, or pay to use their shit.
Yeah. I guarantee they probably had like I said, you got the ones that everybody probably knew about, but you ended up having some of the music that wasn't that big. Yeah. Like going off on that, because one of my favorite bands that I listen to every now and then, even still to this day, Amped 2 had a lot of good soundtrack, had a lot of good music. And so many of these bands, you probably never heard of a day before in your life.
Yeah.
One of the first ones I saw when I just looked down the list was American Football. Like you may remember me and Jimmy talking about like the Midwest emo scene.
Right.
You
know, yeah.
Like that's kind of like had a bit of a resurgence, I guess, within like the past 4 or 5 years or whatever. But yeah, American Football is that band. And I remember actually hearing the song while I was playing Amp 2 and just skipping over it. Every single time. Yeah. I was like, man, this trash is too slow. Bro, ain't nobody trying to listen to no sad bullshit. Man, I'm skating out here, bro. I'm snowboarding. Yeah, but they had that. They had Ocean, what was it, like fucking Yellow Card. They even had a few Taken Back Sunday songs on here. But every single last one of them were like probably not none of their big songs. You know, you ain't got no Gotta Make Damn Sure. You don't have any, you know, Cute Without the E. It's just all like completely, like they got Ghost Man on Third on here. Bike Scene. Like it's very strange as I go down this list because it's like it seems like this is hipster before hipster, like real
Dude,
talk. Like
I
this
see, person, I see Silverstein on here.
Yeah, this person
crazy.
Was real.
I don't know who most of these people are.
Exactly, like they were just trying to whoever like made this list. They were just trying to make the most chill. I guess I want to say I guess like the most obscure chill scene music soundtrack that has probably been put together. Like yeah. So much of this, but the band that I fell in love with by listening to this or while playing this game was 11 Team.
Straight up,
I fuck with 11 Team. Yeah, all
that's awesome.
Black Rose, Come Clean, Crestfallen, Impossible in the Air, and Expectation, Sync With Me. Like all of this heavy. I loved 11 Team. Like I used to tear you up on this game when 11 Team would come on. But yeah. That was one of those bands, and I never heard anything about them since then. Because I remember, I think I may have looked up a few of the songs, but I think they may have been like a one album band. But I mean, you know, pretty much going to your point though, like some of these bands are probably just put together maybe for the game, or maybe they were kind of like a local band or something like that. But
right,
and it's like I guess maybe this is like the biggest catch was being on the soundtrack.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, oh my God. My wife just sent me several messages at once, but it caught me off guard. Yeah. Okay, so check this out. I didn't just because I got a little curious because it offered it to me. This is Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, probably the Tony Hawk I played the least, aside from the latest one. But just listen to this. You got Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones.
Okay, yeah. The classic.
Yeah, like just starting out. And then it's got Red Hot Chili Peppers, Fight Like a Brave. Then it goes to KRS-One, Hush. And then it's Motorhead, Ace of Spades, Rollins Band. Never heard of them. It's What's the Matter, Man? House of Pain, I'ma Swing It. Exhibit, Paparazzi, Alien Ant Farm, Red Man, Dale the Funky Homo Sapien, AFI. Of course, AFI is in the Tony Hawk game. let's see, Adolescence, CKY, that 96 Quite Bitter Being song.
Yeah, that is a cold riff.
Guttermouth, Next Man, Body Jar, Mad Capsule. And it's like, if you go...
That is... I wouldn't. It's like popular punk rock music for people that know about punk rock.
Yeah, like, but
it's like we've all heard this stuff before somewhere, but we probably you know that was stuff that's like music. I would say it was mostly for like Gen X.
Yeah, but like you know that. That's how I got put onto that kind of music. Because of those games. Like, okay, this one's crazy, but I remember this because I played this game. Okay, Hang on, let me make sure this is the same one, because I'm going to sound like an idiot if it's not. And it doesn't look like it is. This is it right here. Okay, oh my God, dude. So this game, we just play the shit out of it. MX Unleashed. It starts out Reliant K, college kids. Someone please save us, college kids. Okay, this, okay, look, it gets better. Okay, then it goes to this band called Cinder. I don't know, Soul Creation. I probably would know the song if I played it. Flaw. I don't know if you've ever listened to Flaw, but they are gnarly. Get Up Again. Raw. Dude, this is just Chody.
Raw. No, I know who Ra is. I know who Ra is. I thought.
Do you call my name? I didn't know that's who sang that.
Hell yeah, the sun guy. Bro.
Oh my God. Trust Company.
Yes.
Downfall.
Yes.
Dude, it gets better. It gets better. It gets better. Out of Control by Hoobastank.
Oh, Lord.
This guy, Breaking Benjamin, Natural Life.
Yeah, see there. Now you're getting off into it. Now, MX has some of the best.
First time I ever heard this song right here, and I'm telling you, everybody knows this song. Trapped, Headstrong.
Oh God, no! Yeah. Drywalls everywhere.
Yeah, drywalls everywhere. We're not safe. The price is not today's price is not yesterday's price.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Trapped, Headstrong. That's the first time I ever heard.
My wife left me.
Oh my God! 2004 is when this game came out. 2004. That is incredible.
Yeah, they got it all. They took all of that.
Yeah
but speaking of Trust Company, that was another song I was going to bring up. You remember that game Breakdown I was telling you about? Like, Breakdown. I talked about it.
I played it with you a little bit, but we talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Spent a little time. They had Trust Company was the theme song. One of the songs from Trust Company was the theme song on the fucking on the album, on the game. See, Take It All. Yeah, I think it was called.
Damn, dude. This thing right here is talking about how this, you remember that game, Aggressive Inline? It was like the inline skating game that was like Tony Hawk, but it kind of blew. I don't know if you ever played it, but.
Probably never played. I probably heard about it. And yeah, I heard this sucks.
I think I rented it. But like, it's crazy looking at this. It's got like a Hoobastank. I guess Hoobastank was popping. I never realized that Hoobastank was like a band.
Yeah, bro. No, Hoobastank was up there for a good minute. Mostly early 2000s, though. Yeah. Like, you know, what's probably the two most popular songs? Why Are You Running? Running Away and what's the name of it? I've been crawling in the dark looking for the answer. That one.
Yeah, that's the song that's on this game, is Crawling in the Dark. But it's also on MLB Slugfest 2004, Trans World Snowboarding, Gravity Games, Bike Street. It's
been Jesus used Christ. Hoobastank was getting that money.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Get that bread. But no, then the next band was POD, Youth of the Nation.
Hey,
That's that classic shit.
We are.
Real Big Fish, Sell Out. That's that kind of music again.
Yeah.
Ska music, yeah. Saliva.
Mighty Mighty Boss Stones got to be on there somewhere.
Saliva.
Oh, yeah. I remember that group.
Student Rick, two songs by Student Rick. And then Sublime, the Ataris. The Far Side.
Hey, the Toys.
The Boys of Summer. And then the Vandals.
I don't know that much.
But it's crazy. It's funny because like I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, you don't ever hear, like I haven't seen on any of these lists our Hot Topic top fives. Like none of them are on.
No, because I mean, well, like most, that Hot Topic top five was mostly gone.
Big money.
Yeah. Like Hot Topic probably wasn't even really a thing by that point. Because you're still in the timeline of like 2005, 2006, maybe 2007. And that's when like, you know, the scene music really started to pick up. Now, see, I think around this time, I'm not too sure. Like, I think most of those extreme sports games were pretty much done by that point.
Yeah. I mean, by the time the internet really blew up for whoever it blew up for.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I just don't know. Maybe people still do play. I don't know because it's.
Yeah, because I'm not too sure exactly at what point those songs actually started to, well, those types of games started to lose attraction within video gaming. You see, I mean, you have to remember, I think like by that time, Tony Hawk's was kind of out. I think, let me see what.
Well, we know what happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Skate came off. Skate came up. But yeah, see, Skate but... wouldn't. Skate wasn't the one that really killed it. Like, Tony Hawk was already dead by, you know, long before that time.
I wouldn't say long before that.
Bro, like, by the time they got to, like, Tony, did they have a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4?
Four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By that time, it was already too late. Like, three was Underground and Underground 2 was pretty much the only thing that was helping to survive at this point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did that, and that was good. They did Underground after they did 4. Yeah. So, but 4 was when they first started what we used to call Grand Theft Auto style, but it's the sandbox, being able to kind of run around and kind of like talk to people and do whatever. Because you remember, it used to be on a timer. Like, you had like 3 minutes to like do a bunch of shit, and
you got to get back on the board.
Right.
Yeah. But to your point though, yeah, I think it's like that music kind of started to die out almost around the same time those games started to die out. And then you went off in the scene music. Like, I don't remember playing Skate with Skate 2. Well, see, I didn't play no Skate 2, but I think even Skate 2 and 3, they didn't have scene music in it, did they? Like, I don't remember Bump, you know, playing it and having fucking Helena blasting in the background. I think they were mostly like on like punk music, old punk music, Slayer and shit.
Who are you talking about? Or which game?
Skate 2. Hold on, well, just let me look up. Let me see like what type of music Skate 2 had. Because, see, I remember Skate 1 had, like, some very, I wouldn't say obscure music, but it wasn't nothing that was seen. Yeah, see, Skate 2, Black Sabbath, The Clash, Cut Chemist, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, Dragon Force, that was about it. Gangstar, The Gaslight Anthem.
I mean, arguably, The Clash is classic punk rock music.
LL Cool J. Yeah, but see, it's like, none of this is, like, Skate, Rage Against the Machine, Skate is not... It doesn't seem to be like a game that has a lot of fucking scene music in it. Yeah, like, they mostly were going for
a lot
for,
of music on here, though.
Yeah, they were mostly going for, like, I guess old school rock music. Well, I guess what would be considered to be old school for us, but like punk rock music.
Yeah.
Punk rock music and like old rap.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely like West Coast skater punk music.
Yeah.
But like, it's, you know, like, it's not like a. I don't see the Casualties on here, but I do see Youth Brigade.
Yeah.
Youth Brigade's a hardcore band, pretty much. I mean,
like, even in Skate 3, let's see the fucking...
Like, I would not have been surprised if we'd have pulled this up and seen Bad Brains on here somewhere.
It's definitely... I think it's in the first one.
Yeah, but Tony Hawk has all... Tony Hawk has Black Place, Black Flag. They actually have the Casualties on there. Like, they have Rancid. Yes, yeah. Like, these are like punk band.
I'm going down this whole, and it's like the Misfits, the Perceptionists, Thermals, and this is for 3. Young Jeezy featuring Kanye West is the only thing on here put on. That is the only thing on here that's probably like within the modern age. Everything else is probably like fucking 90s to early 2000s. But I mean, yeah, the point being is that, to your point, I don't remember like a lot of actual scene music being in video games.
Right. I mean, it was in Tony Hawk, though. That's the one thing I can say, because I'm about to show you, or just run one off, because this is something I wanted to get to.
Maybe Project 8.
Project 8 was not that bad of a game, but it was just a lot more of the same thing, if that makes sense. I know that's not what you were talking about, but I did play it. It's the last one that I played, though.
It was hung up.
It was done. It was over with. It was written after that. All right, look, they got a bunch of shit, but they got a whole, okay, the punk thing, I'm just going to run off. Camaros, Dead Boys, Fear, Iggy and the Stooges, Jimmy Eat World, Joy Division, Less Than Jake, Melvins, oh my God, Mike V. Oh no. Let's see. Wow, this shit. Okay, yeah, Rancid, Fall Back Down, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Suicide Machines, The Casualties, they're, I mean, the staple in punk rock music. That song, Unknown Soldier, is like one of the biggest badass punk rock songs ever. I mean, people probably hate on it now, but so it goes. The Explosion, The Germs, very well-known punk band, The Ramones. But most of that is like punk rock or popish punks. I mean, it said Jimmy Eat World. You know, it's going to be like punk, whatever, adjacent. punk adjacent.
Old pop punk, yeah.
It wasn't Alchemist on that last song, Trying to Find the Balance, because Trying to Find the Balance was on this game as well. But it they had AOSOP Rock, not ASAP Rocky.
I was like, what?
Atmosphere, Trying to Find the Balance. That was the song that was on the Dave Mirra game as well. Audio 2, Brand Nubian, Cut Chemist, Diverse, Grand Pooba, Handsome Boy Modeling School, Librato.
What the hell?
Living Legends, Mel Beats featuring Kool Savas, Pete Rock, the DOC, Sugar Hill Gang, and Ultra Magnetic MC.
And then, and this is in Project 8.
No, this is in Underground 2.
Oh, okay. So let me look up Project 8.
And then they got a whole rock list of just exactly, oh my God, I forgot. It has X Los Angeles, the song Los Angeles, and it is such a really catchy song. But that shit sounds like some punk music, to be honest. 25 to Life, Das Oath, Dead End Road, Disturbed, okay. Tony Hawk, Don't Mind Paying the Bills. Faith No More, oh wow. Frank Sinatra, Donnie Cash, Lamb of God, Metallica, Ministry, The Doors, The Hiss. Wow. The Doors song, Break On Through, is like the main thing for the World Destruction Tour.
I'm going to tell you now, I'm looking through Project 8 and it's more or less the same.
Yeah, but look.
Like, they don't. Dude, so they, basically, they go I mean,
hard.
Just,
this shit goes hard, though.
Yeah. No, hell, dude, all this crap go hard. It's just like the thing of it is just, like we were saying earlier, a lot of this music was not. Piss off, dude. A lot of this music was not what I would. I would not really call it. Yeah, none of this is same. Like, okay. So, I mean, but that's kind of like my question about it, though. It's like, I don't think scene music got the chance to get into video games, really. Not on the same level as like pop punk music or, you know, Sum 41 and the rest of the stuff we kind of grew up with. And I want to know, now that we're kind of on this, I would like to wonder, like, why was that? You know, was it because scene music just didn't get to that level? Or
was because it wasn't big enough.
Was it because the video games, like most of those skate type games and everything else, maybe it's because at the time they were like dying out. Because I do remember, like, there was not a lot of those games.
Yeah.
At the time, those extreme sports games.
This is one thing that I did want to read to you, just because, and not to just make it all about Tony Hawk, but this one actually, it plays right into what we're talking about here. It's not everything you'd want, but it's kind of cool. I remember they had a couple of songs on there that were covers that I knew were cover songs. And I knew that Fall Out Boy did one and My Chemical Romance did one. I didn't realize the entire track listing for American Wasteland is all covers. So The Institutionalized, which is originally a Suicidal Tendencies song, was a cover by Senses Fail. So that's pretty tight.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they kind of did have a few.
Taking Back bands. Sunday covered The Descendants, who was a classic punk band or whatever. My Chemical Romance did The Misfits. Of course, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, don't know who that is, but did a Stooges song, Saves the Day, did The Dead Boys, Dropkick Murphys, did an Adolescent song, Thrice did a Minor Threat song.
Wow. So what you're basically saying is that they had those scene bands, and it's just that the scene bands were covering punk rock music.
Yeah, so it's more of an homage, but
okay, yeah,
to classic skaters, West Coast shit, punk rock shit, but Fall Out Boy, Alkaline Trio, Thursday, From Autumn to Ashes, and Rise Against also did covers.
Yeah.
That's actually a lot Rise of Against. Fucking cool. I can see Rise Against being on the game regularly, too, to be honest. Yeah. But, you know, the Tony Hawk games, for me personally, those carried over because it's like we went from, listening to the stuff on the Tony Hawk games to being able to learn how to download fucking songs off the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got into that around the same time when we started really getting into these soundtracks and stuff.
I had to say, probably like my Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is probably like the one that has the best soundtrack to me. But that's probably because that was the only one I played.
It's the one that on that list that ridiculous list that I was reading off earlier that had like Minecraft at number one.
Yeah.
They had at like number seven was the Tony Hawk 2 soundtrack. And none of
you remember what it started out with. Dun, 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 dun. Fucking Gorilla Radio.
Oh man, see, I can't remember. I didn't actually own that one.
That is exactly it started out with a Gorilla Radio by Rage Against the Machine. But one of my favorite songs on it was like this by this band, another one of those obscure bands that's probably just been chill forever, but it was called No Cigar. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a name. I think that was like either the name of the band or the name of the song. It was called No Cigar. And it's like, it was that was always a song they played right as you go to the school, like the school level.
Yeah.
And I used to love that shit.
Dude. See, I loved all the Tony Hawks.
Of course you did.
I mean, I loved all of them that I played, I guess. But, and I didn't necessarily play all of them that much, but they were great games. Like, and like I said, their soundtrack did a lot, but like, there is also other games like outside of Tony Hawk, like 2004. How old were you in 2004? You don't have to say your age, like, I guess, but
13, 12 or something like that.
That's what I was about to say. I know I was like, I think I might've turned 12 in 2012 because no, I would have turned 10 in 2012. No, in 2004 is what we're talking about, not 2012. Duh. I would have been 10. No, I would have been 12. I'm sorry. Because I was born in 92. So I would have been 3.
Dang, boy.
I just dug it.
12.
Oh, my God. But yes, in 2004, in 2003, rather, Madden. Yeah. In 04 came out, and the track list on Madden to me is just immaculate. Like, it's like one of the best like things to ever see. Like, if you just looked at this, okay, like it's the perfect spread out. These songs resonated with me for the rest of my life is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even to go back and look at them now, but just to ring off some of them, I don't remember this one off the top of my head, but Unstable by Edema. But then it's got The Leaving Song Part 2 by AFI. If you've never heard that song, you should definitely look it up because it is amazing to listen to. But AFI was kind of a scene band for a little while, but they obviously sold the fuck out. No, but I'm just joking. These Days by Alien Ant Farm. Chapter 4 by Avenged Sevenfold. Back when Avenged Sevenfold was still about that life. And that song is great to go back and listen to. Blink 182, first time we're actually hearing them tonight. Feeling This. I'm feeling this.
Banana. Yeah. Gotta return right now. Take your head to mine.
I think actually they got Machine Gun Kelly to write that song for him back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that makes so much sense. People didn't know that back then, over.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Machine Gun Kelly was doing it all. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think I heard he wrote some verses for Dre.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just to speak to the point, I love Blink 182. I think Blink 182 is awesome. Oh boy. Never Scared. We ended up using that as a remix for a song. You know, the Pike County song was a remix of Never Scared.
And so I'm awesome.
Of the club in a fucking elbow.
I told him motherfuckers.
Just as suspected, you guys are talking about lame shit.
Damn, yo, he just came in like that.
Came in with the pure disrespect.
Man, you know you love damn Bone, whatever the hell that dude's name was.
Bone Crusher.
Yeah, I was about to say Bone Saw.
From the Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, him. He made a song. That dude was amazing. He was.
No, it was Bone Saw. The whole thing was he would saw off all your arms. Of it.
Yeah, yeah. He was making tracks while they were sawing off people's arms. And while Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker was spraying homophobic rhetoric towards him. Is that your wife? Yeah. It didn't age well, did it?
No, dude. Spider-Man was a bigot.
Yeah, yeah. We all know it.
Tim, welcome to the show. We're currently in the middle of reading through some of the songs that were on Madden 04. The conversation is basically what remains of the conversation is we're just talking about like different soundtracks, like not necessarily say like, like
Sonic Adventure Battle 2.
Yeah, we ain't talking about no nerdy bullshit. Like we're talking about actual music. We're talking about actual bands.
Tell me what they have actual bands and artists and rappers and stuff.
Because I mean we've touched on like video game music only a few times.
But I, you know what though, I am curious, Tim. Of all of those theatrical games and whatever, are you serious about Sonic or is there another game that you would
say? He's dead ass serious.
Dude, Dude, the Sonic Adventure Battle 2, Live and Learn, Living on the Edge of Tomorrow, had like 80s hair metal the entire game.
Well, I mean, the game came out with like the early 90s, so I mean, it would make sense, yeah.
But as far as real bands go, probably...
You got the touch.
You got the power. Dude, that shit was amazing. And then Optimus Prime got his ass whooped. Like, the lead-up didn't really... The song went harder than the actual battle.
It's like, wow, y'all need to cut this. Rough. This is not triumphant at all. Like, he's dying. Why are y'all playing this? This is
like,
sad.
You remember the first Transformers movie where they kind of made Optimus Prime a bitch? Like, yeah. Megatron was like kicking him around the entire movie.
And the camera was all over the place and you didn't know who won at all. Why is he dead?
It's like 7-year-old love. Crafty and horror. It was just you just watched Optimus Prime get his ass kicked. Anyway, sorry. Midnight Club Dub Edition Remix 3.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Yo, was that the one? Is that no? I think it was.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it may
have been. Real big.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the song. That man. Oh my god, we gotta look fresh. That one. Oh, dude.
Midnight. That game is the only reason or not the only reason, but it's how I got turned on to Queen of the Stone Age or Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, bro.
Because they had like five songs on there.
Tim, that was the most clutch answer of all time. Like for you to just
bring it was up. Coming. It was coming. Yeah. You know I was going to bring that mug up. Yeah, Tim slid it on through.
Man, dude, the game, that's what put me onto the game, the rapper.
And yeah.
That album that would, you know, the what was it? The documentary or something like that. I think that's what it was called.
Damn, they showed it at Jimmy Eat World on this fucking thing. Pain. Oh, dude, it's a lie. I just went home. Fucking Marilyn Manson was in this bitch.
They had Go DJ.
Yep. 9 Inch Nails. There it is. Yeah, Queens of the Stone Age's Little Sister. Little Sister, can't you cry? Fucking Unwritten Law. Block Party. Damn, I forgot
that. Block Party, dude.
9 Inch Nails.
Jesus. I had a lot of others too, but it's like they didn't quite make it past Dub Edition. There's some bands that like they worked for the game, but you didn't really research.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about earlier on. We were talking about that with the Tony Hawk games.
Yeah.
Amp 2. Like it seemed like they had some really good bands on there and I never heard of them again.
Dude, they got T.I. They got Slim Thug on here and Trick Daddy.
M.I.A. Sean Paul.
Oh my God. How We Do by the game, the 50 Cent.
This is how we do.
You make a move and
they got a big boy. This is a lot of fucking, they got a lot of damn music on it.
Dude, I know. It just keeps going.
It's Rockstar.
Yeah, it's true.
Jesus, this might be a controversial opinion, but I like Midnight Club's racing mechanics more than like Need for Speed.
Hell yeah, bro, hit all day. I promise you, dude. It's probably like my favorite racing game, like of all time. I'm not even playing
because that way you get to like make your own shortcuts and shit. I mean, sure, you still got to follow a path, but it feels way more like you're actually street racing than just this track just came out of nowhere. We're racing at the airport and no one's messing with us.
Just having a good time. It's the most game. It feels the most like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, more than any other game. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can hit civilians and shit. Not that that's a big thing, but you know.
It's a big thing.
It helps.
We love just killing people in video games back in the day. That's what it was all about. It
helps the pain. Damn. Speaking of killing people in video games, the first...
P.D. Pablo.
Or Vice City. Vice City.
Dude, I was just about to bring that up.
Vice City is where I feel like that's... I don't know. Some people say that they had real songs in Grand Theft Auto 3, but I don't remember them being real songs.
They probably... I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they kind of sounded like what Tim was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
What was like, oh, well, this is my brother's band, and he's just trying to get...
It was just recorded in a really good garage.
Like, how many people do you think at first were like, yeah, we're not signing our fucking rights to these, you know, songs over?
And how many of them do you think they probably wish they signed the rights over?
Every single one of them signed over for Vice City. That's what I'm saying. Like, Vice City, like, had real ass songs on there. Each game that came out since then has been even better. Yeah. You know, the soundtrack has been just...
Oh, yeah. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, bro.
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean... yeah, they
Soundgarden on it.
They have, and it's like fucking, you know, they put out music that, and the way that they do the music and they do the middle of people talking, like I'll never forget, I think it was Grand Theft Auto 4. They had this person talking on the radio. And he's like, I was born naked and I'm going to die naked. Like he was like, he's like in the studio doing an interview and like, he was just a nudist and they were just making him go off. And he's like, this is bullshit. Society tells me I got to put on fucking gloves. He's like, I was born naked. I'm going to die naked.
Them wild ass radio DJs.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like, no, like the music from 4 was kind of obscure too, though. Like, I don't remember a lot of the soundtrack from it that much.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
there's some weird motherfuckers on there. Like, I ain't never heard none of these people.
Yeah.
They went back to, I guess, renting it out for their cousins or some shit. Arm in Arm, Shy Child. Like, who is this?
I don't know. And there's so much music on the last two games.
Tits and Acid.
Tits and Acid. Let's do some Tits and Acid.
Yeah, see, none of April and Parrot. Yeah, none of these will probably match.
Like, Euro Trash.
What?
I don't know. I'm just.
Okay.
Those both sound like European techno bands.
Bro, a lot of it is techno. Like, they got. Because if I remember, they did, it was like a lot of techno, weird music, and some of it was just like just really, really off.
See, this shit is like almost all like New York shit. But Grand Theft Auto 4, this is just like what looks like the rap category. This is the beat to or the radio station 102.
Well, yeah, Stevie Nicks on his mode.
And his host DJ Greenland. DJ Greenland.
Pop, Ben Lindsay.
Funk Flex and Static.
The Who? Elton John? R.E.M. guy. Dog, boy, what the fuck? Jeez.
All of these rappers they have on here are from New York, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like Swizz Beatz, Nas, Joel Ortiz, Fat Joe, Mobb Deep, Ghostface Killah, Styles P, Papoose, Styles P, Uncle Murder was on Grand Theft Auto 4, Busta Rhymes, Where's My Money, Red Cafe.
Yeah, My Money.
And then they had... during
the journey
when they had the DLC you unlocked new songs.
Okay, The Vibe, Neo, Because of You, R. Kelly.
Oh god.
Hell yeah. It don't have to be never mind. Drew Hill, Inside My Love, Minnie Riperton. God dang, Barry White. Yeah, it's
Barry
like
that, White?
Yes, Barry White.
I can't like get some, enough of
your Duke Ellington. Yeah, it's like they had some people on it who, of course, like legendary Bob Marley and stuff, but this is some stuff that's like you had to be a fan of music.
Deep tracks. Them. Yeah, like deep tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got all kinds of shit on here. Fucking people I ain't never heard of. Susie Q, Gino Sakoda.
Susie Q.
Susie Q.
Wasn't that the movie with the girl from fucking. There's like an old Disney movie called Susie Q that had the girl from Power Rangers.
Look, they have a Rufus song featuring Chaka Khan.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Some parents are gonna come in here. Yo, you playing some good.
Hey, the punk station though has got some bangers, dude. They got Murphy's Law, Sick of It All, Cro-Mags, Bad Brains, of course, Agnostic Front.
This is the most grown folk music.
Cannibal Corpse.
Ain't nobody in our age group.
Yeah, by 5 they added popular music because they're like, dude, fuck it, kids play these games. Like,
we all know.
Who are we trying to get here, man? We're gonna put Justin Bieber on here, Rihanna, fucking Kids Bop. Like, let's just call
the whole Kids Bop.
Dude, the rock station on Grand Theft Auto 4 kind of went hard. I'm not gonna lie. Grand Theft Auto 4. Like they got ZZ Top, fucking. I heard you said The Who earlier, and then Lizzie.
That's what I'm saying, but it's all like what I would say is music for people who may be Gen Xers.
Yeah,
like somebody said, they were just kind of like. It's like, yeah, man, I guess we can get with this one, but bro, come on. Like, it's Chaps playing. It's grown folks too, but let's keep it set. These kids aren't folks playing.
You know, speaking of Grand Theft Auto, Tim, have you heard any of the new news that has come out about Grand Theft Auto?
Rumors and whispers have made themselves apparent to me. I don't know why I just said that illiterately. I'm kind of stoned.
Yeah, it's okay. No, but did you hear about the girl? They're gonna have a female protagonist.
Yeah, so that's an immediate no for me. No, I'm messing around. That's I wonder if they're going to do the three the three protagonists again.
Well, the way they said it just recently, and I don't know how 100% true, I think this came from Rockstar, though, was that it's going to be like a girl and a dude, but they're going to be kind of a Bonnie and Clyde setup.
Oh, wow. Like, well, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, like what they – okay, so what 5 did for Los Santos. Yeah, and what 5 did expanding on that map and that city, I can't wait to see what they do for Vice City again.
Dude, I know, man. Like, dude, it's going to be awesome. And there's people talking – this is not from the horse's mouth, but talking about, like, they might set it up to where you can go to fucking Cuba. You know what I'm saying? God. Like, think about being able to go and fuck around in Cuba.
Dude, Rockstar's not going to waste that alligator eating mechanic they put in Red Dead Redemption. They're going to find any way to bring that back. Everyone lost their shit when they found out you could feed people to gators.
Yeah, like you've got to be kidding me. They use humans as gator bait. Like, I think that and it's supposed to take place in modern day society or whatever. So it's like, they're just going to
get a comment on COVID.
Well, they did say they weren't going to talk about transgender people anymore, which I guess they've joked about it in the games before. I'm not entirely sure, but I don't doubt it.
Like, I don't even do it. Did they even use to talk shit about transgender people?
I don't think they did.
Like you had the ballad of Gay Tony. That was the gay dude was like the main character. What you talking about? Yeah, I mean, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, a lot of people will kind of like. People on the end, you know, as they usually do, they were like, it's going to be woke now because it's a Latino female. I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's going to get that woke. It's Grand Theft Auto. They already know exactly. They can't go too far, bro.
And I mean, Grand Theft Auto is always shooting from the hip. So I imagine at some... Dude, people lost their shit in 5 when there was a whole, like, level where you just tortured somebody. Like, there was no, like, you had... They could have easily made it a cutscene or whatever, but they were like, tap X to pull
two. Well, and the thing that made it so bizarre and was funny, because people were weirded out by it, they were talking about it online for a day or some shit, but it was like there's nothing else in the game like that. Like, there's no other part where this is like utilized like this. So y'all just threw it in here. Like, okay, you're going to fucking just abuse this dude. And maybe they were intending to make it like an online thing that you could do. Then they're like, maybe
everybody gets a turn.
Yeah. We shouldn't do this anymore. We should take that out.
This is hot coffee for torture porn people.
Yeah. So my curiosity is, do you think that they find a way to, you know, not only make the soundtrack bigger and better than it was before, but the game itself. Like, how do you outdo and out accomplish what has been accomplished by?
I mean, it's probably going to be a lot of Cuban music on it. It's probably going to be like a lot of
Florida
infused music. That, I mean, maybe to harken back to like Vice City, they may have some of that strong 80s music hidden too. No. So, I mean, like, that'll be interesting.
Did you know they're putting Pitbull in it?
Boy, that's what if it's just that? What if it's just nothing but
Pitbull? Oh, God.
Every station is just different Pitbull albums.
Pitbull's even doing country songs. It's Pitbull singing country.
And Pitbull's like covering. Pitbull and I ran.
I ran so far. Oh, come on, Miami. Come on, Miami. Let's go.
Dude, they're going to take us to the swamps. I know for sure they're going to take us to the swamps, and they might take us to Cuba. And then you got Miami.
Yes, dude.
I mean, what you could
definitely
going
to utilize Everglades. They're going to utilize Everglades.
They're going to have a crazy governor who's going to be wilding out.
See, I'm wondering if they're going to have a hotel.
They're going to have a hotel that crumbles, that blows up. The infrastructure is going to be falling apart.
No, dude, I was hearing these dudes talk about how Rockstar's been putting out so much stuff. They're like, fuck it, we're getting the ball rolling on this because. Like, the conversation has started. People are really talking about Grand Theft Auto right now. But they basically were saying, oh, God, that there's going to be more accessible buildings and, like storefronts and stuff than all the other games combined.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but the thing, in all actuality, they're not really saying much. Like, just tell us we're going to do double what you did the last game.
Yeah, that's it. You really
because, like the last game, there was more than there was previously. It wasn't like they've been just killing it with the...
Yeah, they don't need to do the whole, like, open world thing. Like, I think they had a good mix of it in 5, maybe just expand on what they did in 5, and that's it. Because you don't want to end up doing, you know, too much. Because
they want to
have you crafting guns and crap for 5 hours.
They've already got people, like, treating this shit like the metaverse. already on servers and shit. So why not lean into it?
It's gonna happen. Yeah.
There's people living in this game. There's fucking YouTube channels dedicated to dudes walking around pretending to be cops, working shifts. Like,
well, good for those weirdos.
But I'm just saying, like, people are getting hundreds and thousands of views on these random people just living out these life events in Grand Theft Auto. It's weird.
Wild shit.
Yeah.
Five lasted us for, 10 years? Over 10 years?
Next year will be 10 years.
Three consoles.
Yes.
The thing is, people living out their lives like that, it's so in-depth. You remember one day we were just pretending, like, okay, let's walk around the street, see what people say. And out of nowhere, this homeless woman comes up. Ha ha, your mother sucks dick. And it's out of nowhere. But it's just like, that's Grand Theft Auto, man. They put so much into this that you can just go from craziness to, and I mean, that's like a meme in itself. Like, you play Grand Theft Auto so much, you just drive normal all of a sudden, just to like,
because no one drives normal in Grand Theft Auto. Like, that's one of the interesting things to do is like, you want to actually just stop at the lights for once?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys want to drive this on?
Hey, let's let this pedestrian cross the road.
Yeah.
That's when I start to realize how bad I actually am at driving a Grand Theft Auto, because I always hit something anyway. I always accidentally run into a mailbox or something, like, fuck it. let's just start running people over again.
Yeah, I'm mad
this
now.
Is fun, yeah. This is what I always wanted to do in real life. But yeah, damn. Man, I don't know, dude. I mean, I guess shit. Yeah. Anything else to say about the soundtracks?
I would challenge all the listeners out there to hearken back to their days of wonder and mystery. And
what
was those consoles?
Let's see where he's going.
What were those early console games that had songs? Was it Cool Borders 2001? Was it Tony Hawk?
Yo, Jet Set Radio had some crazy music on it, but that was all like original shit, though.
Hey, I didn't know who the Offspring was before Crazy Taxi, so.
True that.
Crazy Taxi had the Silent War. Sorry, it was a great song.
Day after day.